Okay, everybody ready to go tonight? Get your Bibles and let's get started. But you know good and well that we've got a lot of things to pray about tonight. So here we are in my office at home again, and I don't know how long we'll be here. But you pray with me about that, and we'll see how it goes. Ken, if we just join our hearts together tonight in one mind and one accord. Wonderful Jesus, I want to thank you, Lord, for a glorious, glorious church. I'm so blessed and happy that we belong to your kingdom. Lord, that we live in your kingdom. We're a part of your body. We're a part of the army of God. Lord, the glorious church that you're coming back for. So, Lord, I'm asking you, Lord, to take this word that I have tonight, that I feel, Holy Spirit, that you led me in this word. So would you release it to your precious, precious people tonight? And Lord, have mercy on our nation. Have mercy on America. Not that we deserve it, but I'm asking you to give us some more good years, Lord, of freedom. So Father, just take dominion over this. We know the government lies on your shoulders, but Lord, you also told us to pray in the time of rain. You said just because you know this or you know that or the Bible says this, you still pray. So, Lord, we seek your face tonight. And Holy Spirit, help me to deliver this word the way you would have it go forth. I give you thanks, a million thanks tonight. In Jesus' name. I pray you guys have had a good week, and I pray you're all well. I want to send out a big hallelujah to Teresa Gostello. Bless her heart. She's been a little under the weather, but thank God she got a good report, so we're happy about that. And so, Teresa, God bless you and keep you tonight if you're watching. And the rest of you, may the Lord just be good to you and bless you and keep you in good health right now as we go into these great months before Christmas and Thanksgiving. We're going to have a great time together in spite of everything going on, in Jesus' name. Well, don't forget to give in your tithes and offering. It is a blessing to the house of God. And, of course, it's our biggest blessing. You know, the only thing that God gets out of our service is our praise. This is all about seed money for us. It's about planting seed. This word is to get us free and get us help that we need. So I just want to say this is for us, but don't forget to give him praise and worship. But take care of his house by giving. So you can drop your tithe or offerings off or mail it in. You know how to get it there. So I think I'll get right into the word right now. So I hope you've got a cold drink there. And I want to thank you again for fasting and praying with us. It's been a wonderful, wonderful week. Well, I think tonight we've got some serious problems in America, as usual. I mean, not a lot has changed, except that we're in an election day. Election days, I should say. You know, the election was yesterday. And I've got to tell you, that's what prompted my message tonight. So I do want to talk to you about a couple of things. And one of the things, after watching some of the things on Facebook today, some of the words I've seen on Facebook and Twitter and some of these, you look at the Christians and you know how we are, folks. You know that we are a spiritual-minded people. And we want to be kind and we want to be sweet and, you know, we want to say, well, you know, whichever way the election goes, I'm going to be happy. We're going to bless the Lord. We're going to praise him. I'm going to love whoever's there. I'm going to back them up. Well, now, wait a minute. We just take that so far. Now, are we? Of course. I didn't agree with everything the president before this one did, but you know what? I didn't go burn down any buildings. I didn't go curse him. I respected the office he was in, and I'll do the same with this president. But I'm not going to support him when he stands for the things that this party stands for. There's so many horrible, terrible, detestable things, and God calls the things they stand for detestable and abominable to him, and that means pure hatred. He said it's abomination when it comes up. I smell the abomination. It goes up through my nostrils. You know what abomination means? It means hatred. He says, I hate it. So God does not like these detestable, abominable things to him, like marriage between two men or two women, you know, the taking of life of the unborn babies at full term. Are you kidding me? Come on, church. We can't just lay down and play dead. I want to call my little message. I believe it's going to be a powerful message. Don't sweet talk the devil. I was disgusted today seeing the things I saw. I mean, I got really concerned. I thought, you know, it's one thing to be a Christian and be kind and be good and sweet and all that we're to be, you know, and have a Christ-like attitude. But you can't roll over and play dead when the devil's trying to take over America. We can't just sit back and sweet talk him and talk about how sweet it's going to be. No, we just can't roll over and play dead while an Antichrist spirit tries to come in and take our future. Are we going to allow this Antichrist spirit to come in and take the freedom away from us in America? Are we going to allow this spirit to come in and shut us up and shut us down and keep our churches closed and our schools closed and grocery stores closed? Let us run out of food, so now we've got to depend on the government? Now, folks, listen. A lot of people love government. I mean, a lot of them just love it. They want all the freebies. My name's Jimmy. I'll take all you give me. Just give me more free college. Just give me more free stuff. Just give me more free. My daddy used to say, there is nothing free. Somebody's going to be paying for it. And you know who it is? It's you and I. So I'm just going to talk to you a little bit tonight, and we'll stay according to the word. You know I will. Don't worry about that. You know I will. But I'm going to talk straight up, because I just can't handle some of this sweet talk stuff going on. I'm thinking, are they praying? Who's praying about this? Well, I'll tell you who's praying. Multitudes and millions, I'll say millions of intercessors are praying. Many of the church may not be praying because you know they're praying, so you're not worried about it. We just can't do that. But folks, listen, there's a spiritual war going on. Now, you've got to be blind and deaf and hidden in a cave not to know that there's been a spiritual war going on for the very soul of our nation. What is the soul of our nation? The soul is the church. The soul is the people of God. The soul of the nation is the people of America. That, you know, this nation was founded on godly values, and we cannot allow people in the name of Americans come in here and tear this whole thing down by one election. It is not time yet. Now, we know one day it's going to happen. We know there will be a one world order, but I'm concerned about our future. Now, you know what? We don't stay at one age. We're all getting older. Some of us are older than others. Others are younger. But you know what? Who's going to be around to pray for our grandchildren and our children's children and their children? Okay, so we better get that taken care of now. So I'm concerned about our future. So since this is such a spiritual war, we can't sit by and just sit there and speak cute words. And I'm just going to be Susie Christian here. And I want to be nice. I don't want to talk badly about the Democratic Party. Well, you're not talking about the party. We're talking about demons. We're talking about a takeover. We're talking about an Antichrist spirit. We're talking about socialism. We're talking about communism. We're talking about somebody who despises freedom, really, because they want the government to be able to take care of things. I mean, that's what they did down in Venezuela and Cuba and all those places. That's why Trump won Florida, because those poor people that came to America for freedom were begging folks, please, please do not let socialism take over. They recognize the agenda of Bernie Sanders and those four women that stand, who we've given the sweet name, the Squad, to. You need to be praying against the Squad. No, no, no. You don't say, oh, I'm just going to love whoever gets in. No, you're not going to love the squad. You're going to fight the demon behind the squad. Because all they're wanting is this, gladly and boldly they proclaim, this. Bernie Sanders proclaimed, I am a socialist. I mean, wide open. So I'd rather him be wide open than trying to hide it. Now, I'm not telling you this, but somebody said it the other day on Facebook. I don't even know who it was, but somebody said, we've got a president in office right now that gave up much of his wealth for America, but we've got one wanting to come in that gave up America for his wealth. And so we've got to be careful with this, folks. China is in cahoots with this man, and they kept talking about Russia, Russia, Russia with President Trump, and there was no collusion there. But there is collusion with Trump, excuse me, with Biden and China. That's pretty much a proven fact, and the FBI has it, but they've hidden it. You say, Pastor, you shouldn't be talking that way. Well, you know what? I wouldn't be. I really wouldn't be if it hadn't been for the Russian hoax. If it had not been for impeach, impeach, impeach of Maxine Waters. If it had not been for Adam Schiff, who said, I've got evidence that he was with Russia. And he lied. So we've had so much of our money in America spent on this hatred in trying to remove a man who stands with Israel and stands with the church, and the nation who stands with Israel is blessed. The nation who hates Israel and stands against them is cursed. This group of people stand against Israel. They are anti-Israel. So church, it really is a really big deal. And many of you out there know this. I know I'm talking to the choir with many of you. Many of you are much more skilled and learned in this than I am. But I've got to talk to some that don't know. Okay, I'm just trying to pull this pack of believers together to say, come on over here now and let's pray. Because we do care about our future. And I want to tell you this, folks. The devil has a strategy. Now, it's hidden. He's never wide open. But now the curtain is being pulled back and we're starting to see it. I mean, it's an amazing thing how this election turned on a dime last night. I mean, just whipped around the moment that the Israel church-loving Trump, the president, turned around and began to get some good points. It turned around on a dime. What was that? The strategy that the devil had been playing all along. This was a good place for him to move in and turn it. And there were some people willing to work his work. Well, I'm not willing to work his work. And I don't believe you are either. We must have a strategy too. And I'm going to tell you a very simple strategy that the Holy Spirit gave me today while I was meeting with him. And so we've got a strategy too. And I heard the Lord saying this. Now, remember when the people of Israel, they were walking out of Egypt's bondage. They were taking the Exodus. And where was God taking them? Well, he wanted to take them into new territory. He was going to take them into a new place they had never been before. But they went in and spied out the land and saw there were some giants. And they ran and shivered in the corner. Ooh, we can't do this. But Caleb and Joshua said, we can take this mountain with no problem. We can do this. And so they were the only two, but Caleb, they got to go in. Those two were the only ones that went in. But there were a group of the young people, the younger generation, that was born in the wilderness. The others died out there in the wilderness, but the young ones came up. Along with those who believed they could take down these giants, they went into this new territory and they kicked the giants' rear ends. And they got them out of there. They took them out and they tore down their idols. And church, this is where we're coming to right now. God said today, I am taking you into new territory, but we are going to have to fight this fight. It's not going to be easy. We can't sit here and be lazy and all laid back comfortably in our chairs. I mean, today some have just gotten so lazy during this COVID, they don't even want to come to church anymore. I mean, some of you have just totally dropped out of sight. We never see you. We don't even know if you're there. You don't write to us and let us know you're there. You must have been getting really cozy and comfortable. But I'm just telling you, if you want to save your family, you better get your little hips up and get out of there and quit making excuses and come back in with God's people, whether it's here or somewhere else. But hang out near the shepherd's tent. Come on in with the shepherd. Stay close to the sheep, because when you start to stray is when you get lost. So we've got to face this enemy knowing that God is with us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Church, we are in this world, but we're not of it. Man, we can't roll over here and say, well, it's going to be okay. I don't understand these people that's getting all worked up. I'm going to honor the president if Biden gets in. I'm going to honor the office. Well, of course we will. That goes without saying. I mean, like David said, he was weeping and grieving for the baby while it was sick. And David fasted and prayed for the baby, and the baby died, and the people watched David get up. He washed his face, and he went on. And they said, what's wrong with him? And he said, well, I can't bring the baby back now. He's gone, but I'll go where he is. Now, I'm telling you tonight, this battle's not won yet. So let's just keep fasting and praying and doing battle. And I mean, fighting with everything we've got. And if you're on Facebook and you're on, I mean, be gracious, use the word. You don't need to use any, you know, any harsh language, but you can use the word. But listen, we've got to stand up and take a stand. Don't just lay there and be lazy, because God is wanting to take America somewhere. And for the first time, there's millions of Christians that are, I love this, we are in one mind and one accord. For the first time in many years, the church has come together on this one thing, saying, no, we're going to fight for our freedom. We're going to fight for the unborn. We're going to stand with Israel. And we're going to stand for our future. So God, church, he wants us to go in and take new territory and occupy the land. Say, come on in and take your land. Take it with this president that's standing with Israel. He's working for free for 4 years. See, the president gets paid, I think it's $400,000. It may be a little bit more now. I think Obama got a little raise while he was in there and fought for a little bit more on the president's income. But I think the president made, I don't know, $400,000, $420,000 a year, but our president has donated that. So if you figure out 4 years, that's almost $2 million. I mean, to me, that would be like seed that he has planted toward this nation. And his daughter and her husband work for free too. Who in the world would want to do that and fight the battle that man's fought for 4 years? It's crazy. So, I mean, he's got a lot of Christians around him. He's pretty ignorant about it. But you know what? He's given his heart to the Lord. He's still pretty ignorant, but he's got a lot of good folks around him, including Vice President Pence. Oh, you compare Vice President Pence with Kamala Harris, and I'm telling you, there's no comparison. So you better fight. Not just you, all of us. We got to fight this fight. So God is telling us tonight, just get up and go in, because this land, what land? America. It belongs to us. And there is no limit to what God wants to give us in this free world. Church, this is a free world. We are free people, and we want to stay that way. I want to be able to worship the way I want to and go to church as much as I want. Yeah, there's giants in the land, but this is the day we're going to learn to face them. I guarantee you that. We're going to learn to face them. I think of David, and I'm going to read a little bit of this to you. So either you can turn over to 1 Samuel chapter 17. You know the story so well, so I'll probably just skip through it. But in 1 Samuel chapter 17, the Bible tells us about David and Goliath. And he had killed a lion and he had killed a bear with his bare hands. So he had learned to fight out in the wilderness while he was keeping the sheep. And so you and I have been through some stuff. Man, I walked through the valley of the shadow of death when my husband of 40 years old passed, along with my little daughter, 10 years old. That was the hardest thing. But God was so good to me. And you talking about a giant, it was big. But God was right there with me. And so you fought demons and gone through trials and fires that I've not gone through. We've all gone through different things. But David said, I killed a bear. I killed that thing, and I killed a lion with my own bare hands. So when he walks up to these men who were cowering because a big, tall, 9-foot giant, theologians say he was about 9 feet tall, Goliath, and he's over there yelling, and David said, who is that Philistine? And they said, oh, he's been out here for 40 days yelling at us, and he's defying the God of Israel, and he's going to come down, and he's going to take us all out. He's got a big army standing up on the mountain, and he's just yelling and screaming. And you know what? Listen. And the people were, Saul and his people were just standing there listening to him. How long have you just stood there listening to these demons scream at you in your ear, telling you you're nothing? And telling you it's not going to work and that's never going to happen. This is never going to happen. Your kid will never be saved. Oh, man, he tells us all kinds of stuff. Okay, let me just stop and start to read. Well, then David said to the Philistine, or Philistine, however you want to pronounce it. He said, Goliath, you come to me with a sword and with a spear. Listen, and with a javelin. A sword with a spear and a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day, listen, this day the Lord will deliver you into my hand. And now listen how big little David talks. I mean, he talks big. I think we're going to have to start talking bigger. See, God is a big God. So we talk big, act big. David was putting it on, but he lived up to it in the name of Jesus. Listen, he said, this day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you, and I will take your head from you, and this day I will give your carcass to the camp of the Philistines, and to the birds of the air, and the wild beasts of the earth, that all of the earth may know that there's a God in Israel. And then all this assembly, all these people standing around, all of your army, all of this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with a sword or with a spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he's going to deliver you into our hands. So it was when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David. You know what David did? Did he take off running like the rest? No. The Bible says that when that Goliath ran toward David, David hurried and ran toward, not Goliath, he ran toward the army. And yet that's where Goliath was standing, in front of the army. So we don't talk much about Goliath and his army, but little David ran toward, he hurried toward the army to meet the Philistine. And then David put his hand in his bag, he drew out a stone, and he slung it, and he struck the Philistine in his forehead, so that the stone sank into his forehead, and he fell on his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and struck the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood over the Philistine and took his sword and he drew it out of his sheath and he killed him and he cut off his head with it, with his sword. And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. Oh my goodness, is that powerful or what? David did to him exactly what he said he was going to do. And he didn't have a javelin and he didn't have a sword. He didn't have anything that this evil giant had. He had a sword and a spear and a javelin. David didn't have any of that. And he said, furthermore, I don't even need it. He said, I'm going to take you down, giant. I'm going to cut your head off. I'm going to feed your carcass to the birds and the fowls of the air. Oh, no, you're not going to get by with this. You're not going to defy the God of Israel. See, he stood. He said, no. No, you guys are not going to defy Israel, the God of Israel. You're not going to defy America because we are rising up. And you know what? We've got something much more powerful than little David had. Oh, my goodness. He said, I don't have those things, but I come to you in the name of the Lord God Almighty, of the host of the armies of heaven. I come to you in the name of the Lord. And he reached and got a little rock, a little smooth rock out of his pouch, put it in that slingshot and pulled it back. And God caused it to have great power and hit that giant right in the forehead. You saw it. I just read it. It said it sank down into his forehead, into his brain, and dropped him dead on the ground on his face. And David did exactly what he said he was going to do. And then he went and stood upon the giant's chest and took his head off. What a gross story. But he did what he said. Now, what do we have today? No, this was after seeing all of this and hearing what I heard from the Holy Spirit today about God wanting to give us new territory to take in this kingdom in America. We better hear this, church. Oh, my goodness. I wish I had a big old platform to stand on to shout this tonight. But I'm telling you what do we have? What is our bag that holds our rock? Our little bag is our mouth. It's our mouth. And we have the rock in our mouth. We have the Lord Jesus Christ. In Ephesians last week, I read to you that we have the fullness of God and the fullness of the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Ephesians chapter 5, it said, don't be filled with wine that intoxicates you, but be filled with the Spirit. We are filled with the Spirit. So we reach into our heart, comes into our mouth, and we say in the name of Jesus, and we throw the name of Jesus at this giant, and it will fall flat. I know you've seen the count. I know you've heard what that doctor says about you. He may have given you some bad news just recently. I'm not just talking about the election today. There's a lot of giants to stand in our way. But I'm telling you, if you will take your rock, Christ Jesus, oh, that blessed rock, throw it out of your mouth and put the name of Jesus. There is no name above his name. There's no name above it. There is no other name whereby men might be saved. It's the only way you and I ever were saved was by the name of Jesus and by his blood. So I expect the name of Jesus to take down the enemies of America this very night. You say, yeah, but you know, Biden's almost there. It doesn't matter. God says, let him get, you know, he can go all the way up. I can turn this thing. Okay. We're going to fight now because I'll tell you what we just read when he said, I'm going to take your head off and I'm going to feed your carcass to the birds. And do you think that was sweet talking the devil? He didn't sweet talk him. He didn't stand back and write on Facebook and say, well, this giant is defying us, but you know what? I'm going to be kind because God wants me to be a sweet Christian. Well, he does, but he wants you to be a powerful one too. You know, we've got the power of God within us. So that doesn't mean we roll over and play dead like a possum. We just get up and fight. And so there's a fight in us tonight, church. I feel a fight in me. I'm telling you that. So we have the name of Jesus and we've got prayer. My goodness, what weapons. We must be busy pulling down the stronghold. I mean, these are strongholds. You may have a stronghold in your marriage. And if you'll just throw the name of Jesus onto that marriage, throw the name of Jesus onto that situation that seems so impossible to you. Put the name of Jesus on that loved one. And I believe you'll see the difference because you've got prayer in your mouth. You've got a rock in your mouth, the Lord Jesus. He says, you'll have peace that passes understanding, and that peace only comes with power. You'll never have any peace if you sit around and let the devil just kick you all over town. You know what? I watch a lot of saints, and the devil will kick them all the way to church, and they get a little buzz while they're there, and then he'll kick them all the way home. If you don't have more than a buzz with him, he will kick your rear end before you leave Burger King on Sunday afternoon. I'm going to tell you something. He is after you. And so this is why, if you got a little puppy dog over here nipping at your heels and you're like, get away, puppy, get away. He's just going to keep on till he just eats your heel up or drives you crazy, you know, yelling and barking at you. You've got to say, stop, go, get away. And when you stomp your foot, that thing leaves. And you know what? James, the very brother of Jesus, half-brother of Jesus in James, he said, you resist the devil and he will flee from you. And that doesn't mean sweet-talking him. That means you resist him in the name of Jesus. He's got a strategy, but you've got to know there's a root cause under here. There's a root, and we've got to take the axe of God and put the axe to the root of the tree and cut that thing down in Jesus' name. Because we have a strategy too. And here it is right here. Here's the strategy. Amen. This, in the name of Jesus and Jesus' blood and our prayers. I'm telling you, it's way powerful. But we've got a lying, evil, demonic spirit trying to take over the freedom of America right now, church. So this is no time to be cute and be sweet and try to make everybody else bad while you're being all, you know, all sweet over here and gentle Christian. No, we're powerful Christians. You better get up and take dominion over this lying spirit. I mean, like right now, it's really not hard. And you and I in Pentecost, we were raised on Mark 11:23. You speak to that mountain and say to the mountain, be removed. And when you say that to that mountain and you don't doubt in your heart, and you tell that mountain where to go, by the way. Mark 11:23 says, you speak to that mountain and do what? Command it to be cast into the sea. You command that thing to be cast into the sea, and don't you doubt in your heart. But if you believe those things that you say, you'll have whatsoever you say. And then it says, what things, Mark 11:24, what things soever you desire when you pray. When you pray, not if you pray, but when you pray. Believe that you receive them and you'll have them. So that's what I'm saying. It's not so hard. Speak to the mountain, but tell it what to do. Now we know where to tell the devil to go back to. But you got to tell this lying spirit, you are not going to take over America. You speak to that squad and you command them to shut up and sit down in Jesus' name. Because if they can get Joe Biden in, he's a nice man, well, they will take over. Bernie Sanders and them, you know Joe's kind of senile. You've heard him talk. He's senile and they know it's not going to be very long. Kamala Harris will take the reins of our nation. Do you want that? Then we better come together tonight, this night, and pray. So, speak to that mountain in Jesus' name. And one more thing, and I'll quit right here, I promise you. See, the thing about being online, if you don't like it, you just turn it off or walk away, and I'll never know you're gone. But I pray you stay with us tonight, okay? Please hear this. Please hear this. I did post this on Facebook today. But in Exodus 32:26, this word, this scripture has always fascinated me. Moses stood in the entrance of the camp and he said, who is on the Lord's side among you? He said, if you're on the Lord's side, come to me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together. They gathered themselves together to him. But you know what? We're living in a day where sometimes it's hard to see who's on the Lord's side. Well, how long has it been since you read your Bible at home, not at church? How long has it been since you prayed? Did you fast and pray with us, or did you let us fast and pray and you didn't? How long has it been? So if you're on the Lord's side, you better gather up with us. Moses said, who's on the Lord's side? And they gathered in. I'm asking you tonight, who's on the Lord's side? 1 Kings 18:21. Listen to this. Elijah, he came to the prophets of Baal, man. They were all, listen, lying spirits. Antichrist spirit. This is Antichrist spirit's been on the earth for years and years and years and years. And ever since Satan came into the garden, he's an Antichrist. He hates him. That's why he messed up Adam and Eve. So Elijah came to all the people because those lying prophets, 400 of them, I mean, 400 against one man. And Elijah came to all those people and he said, how long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, folks, then follow him. But if Baal is God, then follow him. Listen, but the people answered him not a word. The people were scared of those 400 lying spirits, and they wouldn't even answer Elijah. He said, you've been vacillating between two opinions. Whose side are you on? How long will you falter between two opinions? And they didn't even answer him. He said, if God is God, then go after him. If Baal is God, go after him. But they just couldn't decide. Church, we got to decide today. Who are we? What are we? This is very concerning. There's only one opinion for the Church of Jesus, and it's only one opinion, and that's God himself. It's the Lord Jesus Christ who lives within us. Now, we have prayer, we have the name of Jesus, and we have the voice of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and we have our voice. You say, how are we going to do this? We're going to speak to the mountain. That's what. We're going to speak to the mountain. We're going to speak to the giant. Speak to the giant, tell it what to do. We speak to the rioters tonight, and we tell them, stop in Jesus' name. You don't tear down those buildings. No, you're not going to take down another business in Jesus' name. The big angels are standing there with their hands out on the streets. Come on, church, let's open our mouth. We've got a voice. And let's throw the name of Jesus at this mess tonight. Now we stand and we fight every giant that comes our way, and it's going to be worth it. You know why? Because I'll tell you this, God will change our future. If we do what I'm telling you tonight, and I'm sure other pastors around America are probably bringing some similar word. How could we preach anything else tonight? I mean, you guys' minds over here on what's happening. Some of you, you've got bad news here or there, but I'm telling you, when we do what we said tonight, we speak to the mountain, we speak to the giant in Jesus' name, and you throw the name of Jesus at him. You'll change our future. And God will keep us for sure. He'll give us great wealth. And you know what? This wealth goes way beyond riches. When we talk about wealth, we're not just talking about money. See, there's a difference between riches. Riches can be money and material things, but wealth goes way past that. Wealth is everything included in us, including favor, our life, our families, our money, our churches. Everything is the wealth of God, and that's what he wants us to have. So come on, let's take control over this enemy, this socialist, lying, boastful enemy. I hear this boastful, lying enemy just sitting there, standing up there, all for 4 years been telling us what they're going to do. They've been bragging and boasting and boasting and bragging and lying and lying and lying, and now it's time the church says, nah, no more, no more. You've lied your last lie. Oh, they'll start some more. But could we stand together in Jesus' name? Who is on the Lord's side among you? And don't you halt between two opinions, not one more day. Pull the rock, the Lord Jesus Christ, the rock of ages, out of your mouth and use it. It's been given to us. Father, I want to thank you tonight for your glorious word. Your word is so powerful. It is sharp. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It is powerful. It will cut into the intents of the thoughts, Lord, and the bone marrow. May this word cut deep into the lies of the enemy this night. Lord, may you cut the enemy's head off. May you throw this enemy back into a ditch of confusion. May they die on their own guillotine. Lord, may those that are out there fighting in the streets turn on each other, even this night. May you set ambushments against them in Jesus' name. Lord, the ditch they dug for others, may they fall into it themselves. Lord, now we pray that you protect this president. Lord, you protect America. You protect our freedoms and help us to stand. Help Israel. Bless Israel. Lord, if we go down, Israel goes down. They have no other nation standing with them. And so, Lord, we stand with them. We stand with our unborn. We stand for freedom of speech, Lord. We stand for freedom of religion. And so, Lord, we stand with this party that stands for these values tonight in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray for every giant that has come against your people. There's a man listening tonight, and you are looking at jail time. Well, you better start speaking, and you better start repenting, and you better drop on your knees right where you are and say, Lord, I am too through with my lifestyle. I'm not going to eat with the pigs one more day. I'm going to get to my Father's house and let him take over. There's a woman out there, and you know who you are. You are so concerned and so worried and so distraught about your children, and you're wondering what they're going to do, but are they watching your life? What's going on, Mama? Come on, fight for those kids. Fight for your family. Fight for your marriage, and don't let some Jezebel come in and take your husband. Husbands, don't you get over there looking at things on the internet that you shouldn't look at. That is a giant that will take you down and destroy your life. Father, for the help of your people and America, Lord, I pray you'll build up a strategy within us and tear down the enemy strategy tonight in Jesus' name. I put the name of Jesus against the enemy. And Father, we call this thing done. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Well, may the Lord bless you and keep you and cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Turn his face towards you and give you peace in your home, in your life, in your family. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you. I'll see you Sunday morning at 10.